for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2019 Labor Day Deliverance Camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Thursday evening, August the 29th, 2019. Deborah Vales is the speaker of the service, teaching on walking in and taking kingdom authority.
Just before I sing, though, we need to pray for Brother Randy. He's on his way to the emergency now, and they want to do a CAT scan on him. So can we stand and pray for our brother? Amen. Can I have a brother come and stand in proxy for Brother Randy, please? Anybody?
Exactly what's going on with him. We ask, God, that you touch him right now by the power of God. We come against all pain in his body right now. We take authority because God has given us authority, Father God. So now we ask that you touch him now, Father God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet and everywhere in between. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for healing in Jesus' name, because healing is his portion. So we rebuke the enemy now. Get your hands off of him in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you for working a miracle in his body right now. In the name of Jesus, get all in his body. In Jesus' mighty name. In this lower part of his body, Father God, drive out all pain in Jesus' name. Whatever is going on, Father, you know what it is. You get to the root of it, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you and we praise you for victory now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yes, sir.
Also, I forgot to announce make sure you're here at 6 in the morning for the morning prayer service. Don't miss it. You need to come. 6 a.m. So we'll see you here.
Amen. Amen.
And you can get personal prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
It's well worth it. Amen.
Majesty.
And we thank you, Father, that you've given us authority. We thank you, Father, that we walk in kingdom authority. Oh, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word, oh, God. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the sweet Holy Spirit. And we ask you, Lord, to move in this place. Shake us from the foundation of our core, our being tonight. We thank you for allowing us to grace your house. We thank you for safe traveling mercy for everyone that's here and those that may be on the way. We bind the enemy on every side now. Muzzle, gag him, oh God. We thank you that you came, Jesus, to set the captive free. So free us even tonight. Loosen up, oh God, the chains, the weights, oh God, that may be around us, Father. But we came expecting you to move. We came, oh God, with great expectation of a great visitation from you, oh God. So, Father, we ask that you now take the reins. We thank you, Lord, that you reign supreme. Oh, God, we love you. We appreciate you now. Take us further, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. And we bind all adversary attacks. We bind hindering spirits now. Hey, yes, God. Everything that would try to take our attention off of the Word of God, even the scattering spirits, we bind right now. Hey, every watcher, every scanner, every peeping, muttering spirit is bound right now. Hey, yes, God, we thank you for that that you will do in us and through us. Be magnified and lifted up in this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, clap them hands and praise them. I'm not going to say any of them little cliche things that they say about the first night. It's Jesus' night. Amen. And I'm here to praise it. I am. I thank God for the opportunity to stand before you tonight. And I want to let you know that the Lord has given us authority, and I believe it's time we walk in it.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen. You know y'all too quiet, but we're going to loosen you up. Is that all right?
That's right?
Hallelujah. So we honor everybody here, all right? That's it for that. Luke 10 and 19 is where I'm going, and I'm going to talk about authority, taking authority. Now, I'm going to set this up just a little bit because Apostle Kerna, I didn't know I was going to speak until about 4:30. I was driving, and this is what I had in my mind. Zena said, I'm going to Lake Hamilton, and I'm going to just sit there. I'm going to run the overhead, and I had my little scud bucket shoes on. I had my tennis shoes on, and I was ready to just, you know, sit back and receive. And so you know how it is when you get a call like that. And Brother Burrow, are you coming? Yes, sir. You know, I felt like I was at attention. Okay. I think Brother Burrow has alluded to this. Now, I'm going to do this my way as the Holy Ghost give it to me, right? And so I was on the phone and I was at attention in the car. I was listening to the commander giving me some directives. And he said, can you preach tonight? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on now. Y'all better come out here and go with me tonight. It's time for us to walk in kingdom authority. My God, today, I thank God because he's teaching me what it means to war. Gina, I'm not going to behave myself tonight. You understand? Because, amen, I'm here under the direction of the commander-in-chief. And I believe you came down here for something from God. And
so as I was getting my orders from our commander, and he said, now you're going to preach tonight. I said, okay. And after I got off the phone, I said, Lord, what are you talking about? You didn't tell me this. You didn't give me no clue. You didn't even give me a hint that I would be preaching tonight. What am I going to do? Oh my God, he didn't speak to me, brother. But I tell you what, when you got the goods down on the inside, when you've been seeking the Lord, when you've been praying, fasting, and turn your plate over. Come on, somebody. God knows exactly what you need. He knows exactly what to do. So the Lord said, I got this, Deborah. Yes. Yes. I said, I'm glad you do. Would you mind telling me about it? He didn't say nothing. I got all the way down here. I said, all my notes are at home. You know how we depend on our notes to get us through. I said, well, I don't have nothing but my computer. He didn't say anything to me. But when I walked up in here and I was sitting with Jane and she said, you're going to sing tonight. I said, on top of everything else. I said, you pick the song. And wow, hey, we was going over the song. The Lord said, kingdom authority. I looked down at my shirt. I said, glory be to God. I thank you, Jesus. You've given us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. How befitting it is for us to begin with a subject like this. You've got to know that even though demons may be harassing you, they may be oppressing you, you've got to take authority. You got to say enough is enough. My God, today, you got to say, wait a minute. You've been on my back long enough. I've got to get to the word. Come on, somebody. When you go over to Luke 10 and 19, and the Bible tells us he's given us power and authority, that means you have a right to tell the devil to get out of your business. You have a right to tell the enemy to get out of your mind. Now, if you want to be delivered, you don't want to do the mess anymore, you can leave them demons down here. We'll cast them out of the building because they don't belong in here either. All right, man. So are you serious? I am. I'm serious about my walk with the Lord. You know, when we left here last time, Jerry sent us a tape on intimacy with God. And I'm telling you, my God, today I went to that tape, Jerry, and I watched all four of those lessons, and it has changed my life, because I now know in order to keep the devil off of my back, I've got to stay in the presence of the Lord, because when you learn where you need to be, where God has placed you, you're seated in heavenly places. And when you learn that you belong in the presence of God, the devil cannot track you. My God. So I'm learning that what I got to do in order to tread on serpents and scorpions, I must stay in the secret place. She helps me. Forgive me for moving, but I'm excited about God. I come to tell you tonight that if you learn who you are in the Lord, when you learn where God has really placed you, when you learn the importance of walking as a king's kid, when the enemy does raise his head, you will be able, amen, to resist him, and he will flee. Ain't that the Bible? If you submit to God, you can resist the devil, and he will flee.
Yes, right. He has to.
Now, sometimes what's happening, Jerry, is we're not submitting.
That's right.
The word submit means to respect God. It means to obey God. It means to reverence Him. And it also means to give over to Him.
Yes.
So you cannot keep the reins and submit to God. You will obey the enemy, yourself, or God. Come on.
That's it.
Huh? Every day of the world, you have a choice to make. And I choose Jesus.
Amen.
I choose Him.
Yes.
I choose to stay on the winning side. I choose to be able to fight from an offensive stance.
Yes.
Because if you get in offense, you will not be able to be offensive. Okay, I'm going to come back here. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In other words, we always get upset.
Yes, yes.
Jean should have told me to repent. Why is she telling me to get right? Look at her. I know she got some stuff you are offending. And that will disqualify you from being on the offense.
Right.
You see, when we're corrected,
yeah.
We should take it patiently,
yes.
Gracefully,
yes.
Willfully.
Yes.
We all are works in progress tonight.
Yes.
We all have a long way to go. Come on.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. Ain't nobody in here arrived.
Right.
If you have, can you give me your recipe? Can you... We all need help.
Amen.
Huh? And whenever I run across people that feel like they don't need deliverance, I said, let me move out the way. Huh? I said, what is that? It's pride right there to let you know you need to be delivered. Huh? Because if pride is standing up, guess what? There's no humbleness, there's arrogance. That's a strong man. So as we go through this weekend, even beginning tonight, take a look at your authority.
Yes.
Are you walking in it?
Yes.
Are you treading on the enemy?
Yes.
Is he under your feet? Or is he in your head? Is he riding your back? Come on now. Because that's where he belongs, under these 9 M's. Long. Under my feet.
Yes.
Come on, that's where he belongs. He don't belong in your mind. So when we, let me help you. When we begin to see these enemies manifest and we call them out, guess what you're going to do? You're going to either cough, you're going to blow, you're going to sneeze, you're going to do something. They coming out.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. You know, I had somebody to ask me, where is that at in the Bible? About them exiting. I said, go to Mark 5. What about the father that came about his boy and he was the foaming at the mouth? You know, some people that really don't want God will question you.
Yes.
Come on, come on. Then they'll question you. They'll try every which way to avoid getting their own freedom. Where freedom is given to us. Jesus died for you. He died that you may be free.
That's right.
And what about in the book? I asked all the time, them demons came screaming out, are you going to ask me, give you proof? Have you read your Bible? They come screaming out, hollering out, burping out, belching out. Come through the bow out. Come on. I don't care how they get out of me. I just want them out. Do you understand what I'm saying? Clap them hands. Come on, clap them hands and pray. Okay. Let me see here. Let's see. Okay, hallelujah. I'm fired up now. Amen. That's the way we're supposed to be. Come on.
That's right.
Let me see if I can get back in my computer. Luke 10:19. I'm going to read that in the Amplified real quick. It says this. It says, behold, have given you authority and power to trample on serpents, scorpions, and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses. And nothing shall in any way harm you, hurt you. That's right. You should clap because he's already given you the answer that you need. Come on, somebody. So as we look at the word power, it is the sense, ability, privilege, competency, and freedom designated by God to carry out a mission for the express purpose of fulfilling the will of God in the earth. So he doesn't give us his power for us to use it our way. My brother told us about these churches and things that, you know, mega churches. And it's sad to hear these reports that there are no altars. You know, we need to raise the altars.
Amen.
You need an altar.
Amen.
You need a place of sacrifice. Come on. Amen. We need a place to run to. Hey, to take our problems to Jesus. Come on. Now, when we're too busy to pray for someone that may need help, we're in trouble.
That's right.
Because it's about souls. That's why we're here
today. Amen.
We spend time around these altars every morning, 2+ hours. Why? Jesus took time to die for you.
Amen.
He took time to suffer. He walked up Golgotha's hill and he had you in mind. All the oppression and all the depression and all the things that we would ever go through, Jesus suffered it on the cross. So now all we're doing is walking out our freedom. Yeah. We're saved, but we're being saved every day of the world. Okay? So to tread simply means to trample down underfoot. I really like to stomp on the devil's head. Yeah. I really do. I really enjoy putting on my military outfit. Okay, don't get me started now. The Lord gave me an illustration last week about troops. And when you really get an army together, you know when to snap to attention. Because you're about to get orders. And the other night, Gene, God called us up on our prayer line. And he said, it's time to go to war. I said, troops, battle your station. Get in attention. Come on now. That's what we're doing right now. And Brother Merle started it. I looked at Gene. I said, my God, won't he keep on going? Because he was preaching my message. He was talking about the troops. You are a soldier in the army of the Lord. And this is why God has given you, glory to God, he's given you armor to wear. It's just like the military, isn't it? You got your helmet. You know that thing that they gave me that I had to put the little strap around my neck? You still, yeah, that's what it was. And so I had to fit that thing on my head so that it wouldn't fall off, you know what I'm saying? You know, I didn't want no bullets to hit my head. So you put the helmet on. Well, if you don't have your helmet on, guess what happened to your mind? The devil will come play with you. She ain't talking right. You ain't that way. You don't have to listen to that. That's not true. Is Jerry really giving you the word? Or is planting doubt and unbelief and all this stuff come at your mind and you be looking at us crazy and we wonder why, how come he ain't receiving? Because you don't have your helmet on. What about the breastplate? Covers your heart. The Bible said guard it, for out of it are the issues of life. You don't put that breastplate on You get wounded in your heart, then you don't want to trust nobody. You won't forgive. Come on, we deal with all this every time we come. Unforgiveness. Well, my mama didn't treat me right. My daddy didn't treat me right. Boo-boo didn't treat me right. My school teacher didn't do me right. My brother talks about me all the time. And you go on and on and on. And a lot of this stuff happened years ago. You really done forgot about it. Some of them dead, but you're still in bondage because you won't forgive. So we got to put on the breastplate. And so when those little pings come, You know, Patty, looking at you crazy. She been talking about you to Jane. She ain't been talking to Jane about me. She telling Jane about what the menu is.
That's right. That's it.
Come on now. But when you listen to it.
That's right. Go on, man. Come on.
So you got to keep that breastplate on. Don't take it off. Some of you have deep wounds in here.
Yeah.
Way back. Mom and dad things, come on. But you want to get free of them. So when Jerry gets to talking to you about mother and daddy, just receive what she said. Don't even try to question it. I want you to receive. Just say, okay, she said it, I'm going to do it. You pray the prayer, you get delivered, and you go on. I mean, this is simple teaching. Because when I first came here, Brother Carl, I ain't know nothing about what Jerry talking about, mama and daddy stuff. I thought, what's she talking about, mama and daddy? My mama dead. What's she talking about? But you know what? She was right.
That's right.
She was right. But I got it right. Come on. Now when I come, there's something else going on. But I get delivered from that. Because it's always going to be something.
That's right.
Right? But you got to keep the breastplate on. Right? That's part of your weaponry. And then, I think there's something like an LBE. I think that's what they call it. The little belt.
Pistol belt.
Pistol belt. It had a little, I used to love it because I used to love to shoot. I was, my M16 was my best friend. Because I said, wait a minute, I don't want to go to war, but if I have to, I'm taking them out. I shot expert. Oh yeah, I got the medal of approval. Huh? So when you get your sword, which is the word of God, you gotta keep it sharp.
That's right.
You gotta use it. How many of you read your Bible every day? Oh, there ain't no hands up. What's wrong with y'all? Come on. Don't put it up just to put it up. If you're not reading your Bible every day, repent right now. Repent. Because you're missing the little ammo. Yeah. The little clips should be full of bullets. But if you're not reading your Bible, you got blanks. And when you put the blank in the weapon and shoot it, ain't nothing coming out but smoke, baby. You gonna misfire. And God don't want you to misfire. He wants you to hit the target. I'll be through in a minute. Whenever I'm done. Hallelujah. So you got your belt and you know, I think we had a water bottle on there.
And
a canteen. I'm gonna put a message together because the Lord told me, so you gotta do a military illustration. So I'm going to have it together, and I'm going to have some troops with me, and we're going to be all outfitted, and I'm going to do it down here because it's deliverance. Do you understand? You are warriors and soldiers, but you got to know how to fight.
That's right.
So if you don't know all the stuff, how are you going to use it?
That's right.
So every day I had to put that belt on.
That's right?
I had to wear it. Now, in the Bible, it's called the belt of truth.
That's right. Yep. That's right.
You can't be lying. Scheming. Come on, somebody. We got to have truth in our inward parts. Every time I come down here, Brother Merle, I get some more truth.
That's right.
I get messages down here that, you know, they come up with these terms that I ain't never heard of. And I'm thinking, where'd they get that from? Y'all know it's true. Because Apostle Colonel, y'all will hear Apostle Colonel. staying deep, man. We need deep stuff. And then we need Apostle Jean to come along because she puts us on the altar. Jerry, she teaches about forgiveness and take us way back to the foundation. Y'all go with me. Come on, go with me. Because a lot of our problems started way back when. Generational curses. Things we don't know nothing about. That's why I don't understand people that say they don't need no deliverance. You don't know what your ancestor did. You don't know the occult stuff they were in. We don't know. And because I don't know, that stuff could be following me, and I need to be free.
Good stuff there. Good stuff. Yes.
So I believe in the morning, Terry, they're going to come shaking loose. We're going to have buckets and tissues. Come on, somebody. Y'all going to be ready because I want the Holy Ghost to shake you up in your sleep tonight. I want him to get you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet and everywhere in between. Shake every devil loose. Glory to God. When you come up in here in the morning, they're going to come out screaming. They're coming out in the mighty name of Jesus. Have truth in your inward part. We have to love from our belly.
Yes, yes.
Come on. You got to wear love. You got to walk in it. You got to choose to be kind.
That's right.
You got to choose to do good when the devil's doing bad.
That's right.
Through people.
So true. Yes.
Because you know, it's easy to just take your hand when somebody slapped you and slap them back.
That's right.
But when the Lord say, don't do it, it's like, what you mean? They slapped me. The Lord said, no, we're loving kindness. We have to be different. We can't retaliate when the world retaliates against us. But we can pray. Prayer is the most powerful weapon that you'll ever have. And if we don't cultivate prayer, we're in trouble again. So we have our helmet, we have the breastplate, we have the belt, we have the sword, which is the word of God. I got a little ahead of myself. That's okay. We have the shield of faith. Now, faith is trusting God, right? You learn how to trust Him every day of the world. I'll tell you something, this week, I was put to the test. My car broke down. I'm like, wait a minute. This happened last time I had to go Lake Hampton. What are you talking about? Come on now. And I said, I can't call him, tell him I ain't coming. The devil will try to tell me, though. You better call Patty, tell her you can't be there this time. I said, no, I ain't doing that. Yesterday, the mechanic looked at me. He said, the problem, the piece you need, which at first he said it's going to be over $200, he said it ain't going to cost but $3.29. He said, what I thought I was going to have to do, I don't have to do that. He said, I just need to change this piece. And he showed me. He said, now, I will have to flush your radiator and all this stuff here. He said, but I'll have you running in the morning.
Woo!
By 9:30, Brother Merle, he called me. He said, your car is ready. You see, I trust God with everything. Faith, shield, hold it up. Tell the devil, get away. You cannot have my car.
That's right.
I need my wheels. Come on, somebody. You have to know what it means to kingdom authority. Walk in it.
Walk in it.
So when brother called me, I was already down the road. They didn't know what I went through. But I thank God for the testimony. Faith. You must trust God. You must depend on God. When you know you've been given an assignment, and I've been assigned here. I said, wait a minute, Lord, you told me to come down here. So now you got to open the way for me to get here. Come on, somebody. Amen. God's faithful. Shield of faith. Hold it up. It will quench the fiery darts of the devil. Every time those demons come at you, You put your shield up. And you know what? If you oil it a little bit, that means pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in tongues. Pray in the Spirit. The more you oil it, the more deflection. The enemy really won't know where to hit you. And when he does, it'll ping right off. Come on. So we have to keep the shield of faith.
Yes.
And then, what about the shoes? Now, I ain't got the right shoes on tonight. I got sandals on. Because I didn't want to wear my scuff bucket shoes, so I put on these sandals. But in the real world, if I was fighting, I wouldn't have these sandals on tonight. Come on, somebody else. I can't go in there with them shoes on, Lord. Okay. But you put your shoes, it represents the gospel.
Yes.
The word of God, we're to walk in it. This is why we can tread.
Yeah.
When we're walking in our authority, and the word has taken precedent in our lives. So I'm encouraging you all. Take notes. Get your Bibles out. If you didn't bring your Bible, repent. Ask the Lord to forgive you for leaving your sword at home. And don't leave it no more. Come on, son. I don't go anywhere without my Bible. Okay, the electronic are good, and I know sometimes we have to use those, but it's not like the Bible.
That's right.
Okay? The old-fashioned way, when it comes to your word, you need your Bible. You need to open it up and read it.
Amen.
Can I help you with that?
Yeah.
Don't get too electronic-y.
That's true.
Okay? Because you need your Bible. You need your Bible. You need your physical Bible.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the teacher part of me.
Good.
And you need a notepad and you need an e-pen. And you write notes, because you're not going to remember a lot of things that come your way. Say, what did she say? What did he say? I didn't get them notes. Then you have to get the tape, go home and listen to it. Take notes. When I was listening to those videos, Jerry, I sat and I went back and I took notes on them. Because it was something that I needed. And when the anointing is on the word, come on, y'all. Y'all don't want to get it. God will speak a word in season to you. And it will change your life. And that's what Jesus came to do. He came to bring change in us. Change will come, you know this, when you change. Okay, let me move. Let me move. Hallelujah. Okay. Let me go here. Okay. Now, Moses was called by God to go back down into Egypt to lead the people out. But the people were stuck. After 400-some years, they began to cry. And God said, look, I'm going to take you back down there now. He had to get Moses ready. In other words, he had to prepare him. It took him 40 years. But when he went back another way. Sometimes the Lord has to put us on the backside of the desert.
Yes, he does.
He has to set us aside
for
a while. Some of us, you know, you got calls on your life and God will use you. But sometimes he'll call you aside, sit down, and wait. In that waiting, you get to know who God is.
Amen.
You see, back in the mid-90s, the Lord gave me that scripture, Isaiah 40:31. And he told me then, I want you to learn to wait. And I didn't know what he was saying. I didn't learn the meaning of it until I watched those tapes. And I said, oh God, I missed it. But Lord, I thank you for bringing it back around. In waiting, you get to know God. In waiting, he will cause you to run and you will not be weary because you're in his presence. In waiting, you will walk and you will not faint. You'll not give up. all of that will fall away because you learn the benefit of being in His presence. Had I slowed down and waited, I wouldn't have went through a lot of stuff I went through, y'all hear me? But I thought I was a wonder. Bag of chips. And all that. Wait on the Lord. Slow down.
Come on. Say it again.
Just slow your roll. Well, if I don't sing, they ain't gonna know who I am. They don't need to know who you are.
Amen.
If I don't get the itinerary, they won't call me to preach. You don't need the itinerary then. You need to know Jesus. Yeah. Because if I don't know Him, all that preaching ain't gonna do me much good. I don't have an itinerary. I don't have a big calendar. I need to know Jesus. You know what's on my calendar? I'm telling just a little bit of this because the Lord is teaching me the importance of just staying with Him. All this fasting and praying going on in my, gotta break you down. Come on, somebody. You really want to know God? Fast and pray.
That's it.
Turn your plate over.
Come on.
Stop eating all that food. Get light. It's true, y'all. Come on.
Yes.
Talk about kingdom authority.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. The Lord told me about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, He said, Dev, you know, and I'm losing weight because I'm doing what God told me to do. Not trying to just put myself out there, but I have to do this. Sometimes prophetic people just tell things, but it's to help somebody else. He said, Deb, you'll drop weight as you fast and pray like I told you to do. And you know, He gave me a revelation. You know, we think that the Daniel is a Daniel fast. It's not. It's a diet. It's a good diet. Right? It's not a fast. So if you're leaning on that, you must fast and pray. Eugene, she looking like, oh Lord, where she going now? Some demons won't go.
That's right.
Do you fast and pray? Addictions and habits. Sometimes people have had for years. Fast and pray. Come on. I was in Colorado just recently. And I told the people that. They looked at me like I was from another planet. I said, but it's in the Bible. And I'm serious about what I'm doing, Brother Merrill. When you get serious, you'll change.
That's right.
And the oppressor will lose his grip.
Yes.
Amen.
On your life.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
So we're here to help you, but we can only do so much. You know, I have people that call me, Jerry, and they call because they know we will pray for them, but they're not praying for themselves.
Right.
Now, you must not depend on others to do all the work. You must be willing to do your part. So some of you may get assignments this weekend. We may tell you, go back and read this and do this. Go do it. Because if you do your part, He will do His. So when the Lord began to deal with me the beginning of the year about fasting and praying, I'll be real with you. I'm telling you the truth. Can I tell you? I didn't want to do it. I said, well, why come I can't do like everybody else and just Daniel it out? He said, no. You will fast when I put you on a fast.
Yes.
You will fast. You will pray. Water only. I'm like, oh, if I could faint, I'd faint, but I can't. Ain't nobody catch me. But I don't want no strongholds in my life.
Amen.
I don't want no tracker.
That's it.
The enemy will track you.
Yes.
With habits.
Come on
now. All this crazy stuff that we're fighting, he will track you.
Yes.
But wait on the Lord.
Amen.
Get in his presence and get in his face. He'll talk to you.
Yes, he will.
And those things that God needs to take from you, when you get in that inner chamber with him, he'll take it.
That's right.
You'll come out of there glowing.
That's right.
You come out of there, you won't look the same. He'll begin to change you from the inside out. You see, this is what we're after. So then when you lay hands on the sick, God help me today, they will recover.
Amen.
When you speak to the demons, they will leave.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
They'll know your name. Here comes Jerry. Oh, no. Here she come again on the radio. Come on, somebody. Yes. What was it about the seven sons of Sceva? That demon said, Paul, I know. Jerry, I know. Gene, I know. But who are you? I don't want no demon to say, who are you? This is too much hard work. Come on. I don't want to be up out here. That's where I was 20-something years ago. I was a wonder. I was. I couldn't cast out no demons. For real? No. I couldn't even... Really? I couldn't blow a headache off a flea. Do you understand what I'm saying to you tonight? I want to take the world. Jesus said, you can't take nothing. You got to be delivered. Yeah. Got saved at 9. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Been serving the Lord ever since then. But still need to be delivered.
Yeah.
That's right.
So it don't even matter with that. We all need Jesus.
That's right.
And we got to get to know him, Brother Merle. Yes. And that's what's happening in the pulpits. The preachers are leaving Jesus.
Yeah.
They have left him. He ain't nowhere around. The Holy Spirit ain't in the church. And matter of fact, he been gone a long time ago. And Ichabod is written on the walls. I don't want to be where Ichabod is because the glory of God has departed. This is why so many people are at home, Patty. They don't go to people's church. They will listen to things on the radio. They'll go on the internet because there are a lot of people tired of the foolishness that's going on in the churches. So this is why we have to make sure that our lives are lining up with God.
Yes.
We have to make sure that we are good examples for somebody else to follow.
Amen.
So this night, tonight we're talking about kingdom authority, walking in your authority.
Yes.
So as we come and the other speakers come this weekend, be open to what God has for you. Don't close down. Stay open. Because when you leave here, you will leave differently.
Yes.
You will leave better. Come on.
Amen.
You will leave with a greater determination to know I am a winner.
Amen.
You're more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You are the righteousness of God in him. You are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, glory to God. You are forgiven because Jesus died for you. When you begin to understand who you are and whose you are, you'll take your authority.
That's right.
And we're weakening the demons right now. They're already running scared. Yeah, they're running scared. Already. Say, oh, no. We're not going to wreak havoc this weekend. No. no witches and no warlocks, no Jezebels, no Korahs and no Cains, no Absalons, come on here, and no Miriams. That means ain't going to be no murmuring, ain't going to be no complaining, ain't going to be no confusion, come on somebody, ain't going to be none of that. He hit the door, it's going back out. Okay, let me give you this word and I'm out. Hallelujah. Okay, let me give you this and then we're going to be done. One of the things we must remember, and I've already kind of alluded to this, we must get rid of all ites, all rebellion, discouragement, disobedience. Get rid of fear, rejection, flesh, and deception. All of these will keep us from treading properly. They will keep us from our potential and from overcoming the enemy. God never intended for his people to dwell among idolaters. And every time they were about to take, the people of Israel about to take the land, he warned them about idolatry. There's a lot of idolatry in the land today. And we have to stay clear of it. We have to make sure that there's nothing between us and God that's more important than God. Okay. So one of the things that God did with the people of Israel and what he wants to do with us, he wants to bring us up and out. Sometimes when you're coming up, you see where you are all of a sudden. Now when you're down low, you see everything down here. You see all the trouble. So you really can't see where you're supposed to be. But as you come up, my God, he'll bring you out. And then you go up a little higher with him, and then you can really see the things he wants you to see. You see, we should fight, Gene, from a high place, not the low place.
Yes, that's right.
Because Jesus can show us the enemy are far off if we are up high.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You can see the enemy coming at your mind. I can see if I'm interceding for you and I'm with Jesus. He said, I want you to intercede for Kim. Okay, what am I praying for? He said, you see where the enemy's coming at her from the left? Oh, okay. He said, bind the enemy. There's sickness coming in from the right, trying to attack her in her body. But if I'm not up, I can't see properly. So this is why, beloved, he wants to bring you up and out. Because if you're in a situation and you're all clouded, you can't see. All you see is what you're going through right here. How bad it is, you know. Just for a moment when my car broke down, all I could see is, what in the world? And I hollered at God. I never hollered at God before. I said, why? And you know what, Jerry, after I hollered at God, I said, oh, Lord, please forgive me. The Lord didn't say nothing right away. He said, you're getting close to me. I thought he was going to scold me for yelling at him. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying, do you? But a revelation came. He said, you really getting to know me now. You hollering at me. I ain't going to holler at you. He said, well, you're getting to know me. I still repented, though. Because I said, wait a minute now. I don't want to get, you know, lightning bolt or... Yeah, okay. Y'all, I hope y'all can understand where I'm going. Because when you get close to him, you can tell him how you feel.
That's right.
And that's really what I did. But I thought I got a little bit out of myself. And I said, oh, Lord, I ain't never did that before. But he's my Lord, y'all.
Yes.
He'll take care of you. You can tell God how you feel. He knows. He knows about it. And if the enemy's bombarding you, sis, you can tell God about it. So wait a minute. I'm tired of these children acting crazy. I'm tired of all this pressure. Enough of it now. God, when you going to do something about it? I'm doing what you told me to do. Lord, I repent if I'm wrong. But I need you to help me.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. We all need God.
Yes.
To help us. And he said he would help. He's a present help in a time of trouble. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let me give you this. We talked about Korah and Cain and all that stuff. You know what happened to Korah, right? Got swallowed up because they refused to follow the leader. And sometimes people will come in our midst that they don't want to obey. They don't want to, you know, they're fighting leadership. We've seen it down here. We come down here because God called us to come. Come on. And I know great labor goes in. Much prayer. This is not easy to just get up here and do this. It may seem like it, it ain't, believe me. Oh, no. Every time I have to don up, oh, no. I was just over there. I said, gee, pray for me. She said, girl, what you talking about? Yeah, because you want to stay humble.
That's right.
I don't never want to do anything of myself.
Yeah.
We want God to get the glory.
Yeah.
Out of everything that's done. Come on, clap them hands and praise the Lord. We definitely don't want to be a Korah. Don't want to be a Miriam. We don't want to murmur and say, wait a minute, I can do just what Jerry's doing, and you're not anointed to do it.
That's right.
That's what happened with Aaron and Miriam when they talked about Moses. God heard it. Be careful how you talk about folks. Because God called them into the chamber. And Aaron, he knew. He said, I better get this right. And he said, wait a minute, God, because he didn't want judgment. But Miriam had no pride in her. She didn't say nothing. And God struck her with leprosy. And then here come Moses. We'll meet Moses. And like, Brother Merle, praying for everybody. He said, no, God, don't do it like that. He said, the people need to know what she did was wrong. The people needed to see you cannot strike the leader. And sometimes people strike. And God will touch you. He said, 7 days she's going to be out there. And you know what that did? That humbled the people down. Come on. God forbid that we do that. If you don't understand something, pray, come ask questions. Get clarification. Don't strike your leaders, okay?
Amen.
All right, let me go on. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 44:5. It says, through God, your enemies will be pushed down. Through his name, we will tread them under that rise against us. By God, by walking in the authority God has given you, your enemies will be defeated. By proclaiming the name of the Lord, when the enemy rises against you, guess what? God will fight for you. And in Psalm 16:12, it says, through God you shall do valiantly. God will tread down your enemies. You do not have to fight those that come against you. Let God handle it. And there are some things God has to handle. Okay? He will give you the power to tread. Thank you, Jesus. I want to end with this word here. The Lord says this, do not walk out of my will. But walk in my will and allow me to tailor your walk so that you will continue to flow in my spirit. For I am with you. I will be with you and I will strengthen you in the days ahead so that you may fulfill all that I give you, says the Lord. I have given you the authority to use my name to pray according to my will. I have given you authority to lay hands on the sick, to cast out demons, to preach and teach my word. Remember, I am the Lord your God, and I will guide you with my eye. I will lead you, and I will be with you in every battle you may face. I, the Lord, will give you the tongue of the learned. I will make your ears sharp to hear my voice, your eye keen to see as I see, and I will cause you to discern and know my will, says the Lord. Trust me, for I will make you strong, says the Lord, so that you may complete my will in this hour. I am giving you power to tread, so walk in me. Stand in my word and dwell in my presence. And you will know me, recognize me, and as you purpose in your heart to obey me, I will prove myself faithful. For I will be God, and I will manifest myself in this hour. So I say to you, walk in my word, and I will give you power to tread, says the Lord. Stand to your feet. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you. I want to just pray a deliverance prayer, if that's okay.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you, God, that you have given us power to tread. We thank you, Lord God, that we come for freedom. We come for liberty. We come, God, that you will set us free in every area that we need freedom in. So, Father, tonight we're praying, asking you to break all generational curses, Father God. Just want you to open up and let the Lord minister to you tonight. All curses of pride and rebellion, all lust spirits and poverty, witchcraft and idolatry, death and destruction, failure and sickness, infirmity and fear, and all rejection, Father God. I ask that you loose us this night, Father God. We come against and we command all generational and hereditary spirits that's operating in our lives to be bound and cast out in the mighty name of Jesus. We command all spirits of lust and perversion and adultery, fornication and uncleanness, all immorality to come out in Jesus' mighty name. We command all spirits of hurt and rejection and fear and anger, Father God, wrath and sadness. I come against depressive spirits tonight, oppression and discouragement, grief and bitterness, all unforgiveness to come out of the emotions in the name of Jesus. Come on out right now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you for freedom and liberty right now. Somebody even in your eardrums, the enemy is speaking in your ear gate. I bind the enemy right now and I command it. Get out of your ear gate right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We command all spirits of confusion. Come out right now. Forgetfulness of the mind. Mind blinding spirits. Come on out right now in the name of Jesus. Those blind folds on the mind, around the eyes, keeping you from seeing clearly. Come out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on out of there right now. All religious spirits, come out right now. Traditional demons, come out right now. Legalistic spirits, come out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, down in the belly, Father God, in the belly, loosen up right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, you know right now, up and out of the airwaves, come on, the nostrils, come on out right now in the name of Jesus, out of the eyes, behind the eyes, in Jesus' name. All spiritual blindness, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you, Lord, that your will be done in the lives of your people this weekend, in Jesus' mighty name. Come on out, double-mindedness. Come on out right now. Schizophrenic spirits, come out in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. We come against rejection and rebellion. All roots of bitterness, come out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. All spirits of guilt and shame in Jesus' name. Shame, come out right now. And even disappointment over problems and over situations and decisions you've made. You're disappointed. Come out right now in the name of Jesus. Spirits of regret, come out right now. Come on out of there right now. Come out, regret. Come on out of there right now in the name of Jesus. Missed opportunities and you're living in the past. man, you're living way beneath your privilege. Come on out of there right now in the name of Jesus. You can't do nothing about what happened. You can't do nothing about the decisions. Repent. Come on up out of that right now. That space of Lodabar, come out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Come on out, self-pity. Come out. Come on out, self-pity. Come on out, hatred. Self-hatred. Come out of there right now. Not able to forgive yourself. Come on out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All spirits of addiction. All spirits that's enslaved to appetite, gluttony spirits, come on, loosen up right now in the name of Jesus. Come on out of there right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We come against all spirits of witchcraft, sorcery, divination, familiar spirits. Come on out of there right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We close down that third eye right now. All medium spirits, come on out right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. Come on out right now. Those spirits operating in your head, your eyes, your mouth, your tongue, your throat, come out right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Spirits operating in your chest, lungs, breathing problems, COPD, all kind of breathing issues, come out right now. In the chest cavity, come on out right now. Even chronic illnesses, sinus trouble, come out. Respiratory issues, come out right now in Jesus' name. Spirits operating in your stomach, navel, abdomen, come out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Loosen up right now. Come on up and out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for that you're doing right now. All spirits operating in the heart, the kidneys, the pancreas. I come against pancreatic cancers. In Jesus' name, all forms of cancers that would try to attack the bodies. In Jesus' name, blood disorders. Father God, bring healing. Sugar diabetes, come on up out of there right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your healing. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, come on out right now. Thyroid conditions, Father God, bring healing to your people in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Father God. We thank you right now. All doubt, unbelief, error, heresy, we bind now in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Father God, that your people will have an openness to hear and heed the word of the Lord. All ancestral spirits, come on out right now. Loosen us up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. All hidden spirits, all hidden demons right now, stealth spirits right now, come on up and out right now. Father, uncover in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Father. We praise you right now, oh God, for that you're doing. We thank you for the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Touch us tonight in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We praise you for life and that more abundantly. We thank you for that you're doing right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for freedom, oh God, in Jesus' name. We love you and we appreciate you now for that you're doing, that you have done, and that you will do in the name of Jesus. Come on, just a few more minutes. Just a few more minutes. Come on here. Come on, come on, come on. Whether you really, maybe we call something out that you said, well, that ain't me. Let's do this anyway. Let's just make sure we get it. Cough it up right now. Come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Cough them up. Come on, come on, come on. Cough them up. Come on, come on. Get on out of there right now. Get on out of there. Get out of there. Every demonic rat, every taboo, get out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. Come on, up and out, up and out. Go right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, blow it out, cough it up. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Cough it up right now. Come on, come on out of there. Come on out of there. Come on out of there, oppression. Come on out of there right now, weariness. Come on out right now, weariness. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on out right now. Come on, come on, come on. Cough it up. Get out of there. Get out. Get out. Come on. Get out right now. Get out. Move. Move. Let them all shake. Come on. Move right now in the name of Jesus. Come on up out of there. Come on out. Come on out, weariness. Come on out right now. Come on out. Come on out. Up and out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on. Come on. Cough them up. Come on. Come on. Go. Come on. Move. 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 We arrest you now. Get out. You've been evicted. Get on out of there. Get on out of the chest. Come on. Come on. Cough it up. Cough it up. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you now. We thank you right now. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. From the belly. Come on. Get out of there. Get out right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Come on. We thank you now. Go. Go. Come on. Go. Go. In Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Lord. We praise you right now. We thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Out. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Come on. Up and out. Up and out. Just a few more minutes. Come on. Up and out. Up and out. Go. Go. From the belly. Go. Go. Right now. Go. 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 Come on. Go. Go. Loosen up right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. Touch her now. Come on. Up and out. Come on. All of it. Yes. Come on out of there. Come on out of there right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you from the root right now. We thank you. We praise you, God, for that that you're doing for your people right now. Thank you for freedom. Thank you for liberty. Thank you right now. Yes. Get out of there. Get out of their hopelessness. Get on out of there right now. In Jesus' name, all residue. All residue. All residue. Thank you, Father. Lift your hands, yes. Lift your hands and worship him. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. We're almost there. Come on. Yes, God, we thank you. Thank you for strengthening right now. Yes, God, every area. Father God, cleanse. Cleanse. We thank you for your cleansing tonight. Thank you for your working. Thank you, God, for that that you're doing. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. We appreciate you, Father. There's truly none like you. There's none like you, Father. We love you. We appreciate you for what you're doing. Thank you now. Continue, God. That that you've begun, continue it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you now. We love you right now. We appreciate you for that that you're doing. All through the night, God, continue to minister to your precious people. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Thank you for your peace. Thank you now. Thank you that you're garrisoning our minds and hearts. You keep us in you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you for making us every withhold. Continue the work, God. Continue the work in us. Continue it in me, oh God. Total deliverance, total freedom. We thank you for it now. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. Yes, God. Thank you now. We praise you, Father. We praise you. And we thank you for it. Thank you for victory. In the name of Jesus. That's it. He's still ministering. The Lord is doing it. And we thank him for what he's doing. We thank him. We give him praise. We give him honor. And we give him glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you be with your people even as they lay down tonight. That their sleep be sweet. In Jesus' name, we thank you because you give your beloved sleep and rest. In the name of Jesus, let's wake up refreshed. Oh God, ready to run another lap in the morning. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Let every heart say, amen. God bless you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.